ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه وقال تعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق الله المولى العظيم. Before getting on, just about the thoughts that we were talking about, a few points there, we'll just complete them. One was that these thoughts that come to a person, all these various thoughts, and a thought is so powerful, it just comes in the head and it carries on, it's gone, but it leaves you with what and what. A person, for example, a thought comes, I must go for Umrah with the family, just that thought, and then what preparations are made, what directions a person goes. A thought comes that I must make my son an alim. After that, what and what? The whole family's life changes. We have seen the child becomes hafiz, whole family's. So thoughts are so powerful. Though from where they come, where they go, nobody knows. You don't know when they come and when they go. But what and what they do, the thought. Or in a negative light, a thought came, my wife is not faithful to me. And now, what and what? Now you're getting CCTVs, cameras you're getting. Now you're putting all types of... What and what just that one thought will do to you. So thoughts can be very beneficial also, very harmful. So these negative thoughts which we have been discussing, also some treatment for that. The greatest treatment which our Buzurg Sajjad Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who is a great, great man as far as the tasawwuf is concerned, is simply to ignore it. Just ignore it. And it's possible. It's not difficult at all. The examples that are given, like for example, you're walking on the road and a dog comes barking, a puppy. So if you pay attention to it, it's going to come more to you. But if you ignore it, it will get tired. It will go away. Small children, they like to tease old people. Somebody, especially if he's got some handicap or something. But if he pays attention to them, they will enjoy it more. That's child psychology. But if he ignores, Joha is a comedian, Egyptian comedian. And many of his stories are written. So one story is written, he had a fruit tree in front of his house. And he liked the children must eat it. And when they used to come, he should rush out of his house and chase them away. So somebody told him, Joha, you want the children to eat the fruit, but when they come, you chase them away. He says their psychology works such, if I don't chase them, they won't come again. This they enjoy, that I'm chasing them, then they come back again. And if I don't, they won't come also. So I want them to eat, that's why I'm chasing them away. So thoughts are also like that. If we keep on chasing them, they'll come. You ignore them, they won't come. That is the simplest. But the sad part is, simple solutions are too simple for us. We are very sophisticated people. We are very learned people. We need, if somebody gives you a simple solution, one girl is making dua, and she says that when our parents get us married, then it is called shadi. And if we get married of our own choice, it is called barbadi. So the simple thing, listen to your parents, but that you don't want to. You want to, and then you have all your arguments and all your proofs, etc. But all that doesn't work. You simple, listen to your elders. Listen to the ulama. So all these solutions are very simple for that person who wants to. And a person, agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazaar hai. If you don't want to accept, you'll make 1,001 excuses. You keep on making excuses. So the most simple solution for all this wayward thoughts, just even the worst thought can come. As I mentioned, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that even if you see yourself burning in the fire of Jahannam, just ignore it. Now many of us, end of the world. We just see somebody who has passed away, we think, I'm going to die now. Our friend is here, he saw his Shaykh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and Mufti Sahib was like wrecked, like a kafan. Now he's thinking he's also going. You can't go before your time. So never be negative. A Muslim is strong. Al-mu'min al-qawi, khayrun min al-mu'min al-da'if. A mu'min must be strong. A mu'min must be positive. Never be negative. Therefore, bad luck is haram in Islam. Good luck is permitted. You take any good luck, anything that this is something good going to happen, that is 100% permitted. But bad luck, anything, whatever, in English, you got off from the wrong side of the bed today. There is nothing like that. Whichever side, you trust in Allah Ta'ala. So we mustn't worry about all these negative things, all these wasawis and all this. We mustn't worry about it at all. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has been most, most kind to us. And by the barakat of our mashayikh, this Ramzan Sharif, what a great month. And we did not know the value. When Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali wrote his kitab, Fadail-e Ramadan, it brought a revolution in the world. For the Muslims in the world, as far as Ramzan is concerned. I remember, it was in Urdu, so South Africa, like many other countries, people were not benefiting from it, from the Urdu. So, or you can say, overnight, Waterfall Islamic Institute, Maulana Ibrahim Mia and them, overnight they had the kitab translated into English. Maulana Yusuf Kiran of Cape Town did the translation. And practically the whole night, and he's got a strange way, he lies flat on the bed on the floor when he's busy translating. He doesn't sit on a desk or anything, he lies flat on the floor. And almost in one night he completed it. And then when it was presented, it has brought a revolution for us as far as, otherwise Ramzan for us, alright, we kept rosas. Namaz was in most cases not there. When we were young, we know, namazes were not there in Ramzan. And the women folk used to get up 1-2 o'clock in the morning, cook at that time. And then all should eat, finish, well before Fajr time. And everyone used to go and sleep. No, Fajr also is must, but that was Ramzan. And then Ramzan was then Roza we kept, and Taraweeh, the first few nights, little good crowd. After that it dwindles and it gets finished. But now, mashallah, can we imagine, people stand the whole night and make khatam in one night. 3 nights they make khatam, 10 nights they make khatam, 15 nights, where and where. Those days you couldn't get a hafiz, and today hafizes don't get place to read. What a change has come. Those days, it was very common. Iftari time, from one house to the next house, the trays should go. Or everyone should pass. No problem with that. But that was the khubi of Ramzan. The beauty of Ramzan. Tilawat, zikr, namaz. And to keep roza properly, it was like the example. One lady asked her husband, newly wed, you're going to keep roza, Ramzan is coming. So he says, you know that me, I'm a diabetic, and doctor said every 2-3 hours you have to eat. So I can't keep rozas. Okay, Taraweeh, You know, I got leg pain. My legs pain too much. I can't make Taraweeh. Iftari, you say, what you think? I'm a Muslim. Main Musalman hoon. Main koi kafir nahi hoon. Iftari, I will be there. And usually such people are first on the for the iftari. And what was our iftari also? All the savories, and then all and Maghrib. Maulana Umair is here, he told me what a crying heart in Malaysia, I think still quite generally. But mashallah, he has made effort in his masjid. But generally in Malaysia, Maghrib, no Jamaat. All the restaurants are booked out 2-3 months, iftari dawats. All are busy with iftari dawats. Nobody come for namaz. What Ramzan is this? This is what we look for when we didn't know. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah inspired him, and Fazail Ramzan, he has changed the world, of the Muslim world, as far as we should read this kitab and take it to heart. And Hazrat's kitabs are so inspired. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi's Ihya'uddin. This is our Ihya'uddin, and Hazrat is our Ghazali of our time. And then again, that was there. To spend Ramzan physically, one was the kitab. But then to spend Ramzan correctly, Hazrat had shown it in the Khanqah of Saharanpur. The Khanqah, for quite late age of Hazrat, there wasn't. Hazrat should hambrawa his Quran to somebody. So people were interested, they also wanted to listen. So other people came just to listen to the Quran when he's hambrawing, making door. So then Hazrat said, when they are coming, let us have programs. Why just let the time go? Then alhamdulillah, the whole Khanqah, and it has revolutionized the world also. That the value, so much so, Hazrat spent his Ramzans. There was one journalist, he was a very close friend, very informal, free, very speak openly with Hazrat. So he came in one Ramzan and he wanted to ask one question. So to meet Hazrat, whenever he asked, they say, Hazrat is busy now with reading Quran Sharif. Again he asked, Hazrat is busy now, hambrawaing, all the time. So then he couldn't take it. Whole day went. Not a single moment chance to speak to Hazrat also. So Hazrat was in a room and he locked the room from inside. He was hambrawaing Quran Sharif. Where's Hazrat? Hazrat Quran Sharif. So then he shouted. He was informal. So he shouted from outside. He said, Ramzan comes to us also. Not only to you. But it doesn't come with a fever to us. Like when a person got a fever, when a person is very hungry, the very strong urge to go to the toilet, then you think of nothing else but that what you want to do at that time. So he said, Ramzan comes to us also, but everything, our world life carries on still. By you, nothing else. The whole worldly life comes to a full stop. Only, and by Hadrat, and most of our buzurgs, only tilawat. Whole day and night. So much so, the Hadrat writes, in his family woman, they read, what doing all the household work, 15 to 20 suparas a day they read. And they vie with one another, that who can read more, etc. And buzurgs, Allahu Akbar, Hadrat himself, Hadrat Shaykh, told few of his close friends, that let us see who can make 60 khatams in Ramzan. Maulana Inamul Hassan Sabr, with all the work of Tabligh, how much responsibility, he was the one who made 60 khatams in the month of Ramadan. Others made 58, others made 55, so many khatams. MashaAllah, we also have got friends sitting with us here who make daily khatams, who read up to 25, 28 suparas a day. MashaAllah. So we should endeavor in this way. Allah has given us this great, great month. And what a beautiful example Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali gave, that if the government of a country, the Reserve Bank, if they have to make an announcement that this year we are going to give all the Muslims a money printing machine, and it prints all denominations from 10, 20, 50, 100, 200. And you can put it on whichever denomination you want to. And it's 100% legal tender. And no tax on it. You won't be asked from where you got this money, from where it came from, nothing. But it works manually. The handle you have to turn, it's not just we press a button and it will work. Manually you have to turn it. So, and it will only start working when the Eid or when the moon of Ramzan is sighted. Then your machine will start working. And it will stop working when the moon of Eid is sighted. So everyone When they got the machine now, it can be a 5-year-old child, it can be an 80-year-old grandmother. Everyone will be just on their hands, on their handle. That is so. And now, for Ramzan moon, we try and avoid hearing that the moon has been sighted. As long as it can be still in doubt, it's not confirmed, well, tomorrow no Rosa. But if that is the case, everyone will keep 3-4 cell phones. Different parts, where whoever knows, please phone me immediately, so that I can start my machine. And the whole month you can just, no, people won't have time for samosas. They won't say that I feel too sleepy. They will be so engaged in printing notes, and 200 rand notes, crispy, crispy, fresh, fresh notes. They will be just printing all the time. And when Eid will come, they will put off the phones. That we mustn't get the news. Once in Saharanpur, by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, somebody said the moon has been sighted for Ramzan. 29th night it was. We were also present. But what Hazrat said, quickly, quickly, first make witr namaz. Till it's not confirmed for us, it's still Ramzan for us. And we'll get the sawab of witr of Ramzan. If it was our case, we should say halt everything. Confirm first. So that we can know, and then chutti, finish. We will be just too happy to confirm. So they made the witr namaz finish. After that, they brought the person. And the khanqah, the masjid al-jadid of Miftahul Ulum, the madrasa, was smaller than this masjid, and lower also. And those who know, India, Pakistan, they put lot of tube lights, they call. Fluorescent, plenty. So the whole masjid was lit up. But there, no tents for the Mu'takifin. They just, every person in front of him, his bed is there. So this old man came, and in all that light, he couldn't see the beds also. He was stumbling and falling, and somehow they managed to bring him to Hazrat. Hazrat said, a man who can't see in so much light, all these beddings, where he saw the moon. There's no question he saw the moon. Anyway, then everything carried on. Next day, about after Fajr, it was confirmed. The Darulum Dioban confirmed the moon has been sighted. And no big deal. Finished, they made Eid namaz. And end of the story. Our chickens were marinated. Or we still have to marinate our chicken. And we still have to do this. We give so much preference to our dunya and to our stomach. And to our food. That is most important. Whereas if deen is the priority in our life, everything becomes so easy. Nothing. The moon has been sighted now. 8 o'clock in the morning we get the news. You make Eid namaz and finish, it's Eid now. We all broke our rosas. We made seri also that day. And that it was going to be Ramzan. But when the news came, finish, no problem. It is so simple in Islam, but that we don't like. We like it. It must be on a Western. Well in advance we must know. And we have to make our plans for our Eid ball. How many people, Allah save us. We have to go to the zoo lake. We have to do what and what. Whatever we acquired, we must go and lose it in one night. So may Allah give us proper understanding. So anyway, Allah gave us this great, great month of Ramadan, which is a great ni'mat, which Allah, so to say, exclaims and says, Shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan. Like we also, we say, this occasion has come. That, what an occasion, the month of Ramadan has come. And this we can understand, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, in his masjid in the Darul Ulum of Newtown, Tarawih was carrying on, and an Egyptian Qari was reciting. And he read the ayat, Yusuf, O Ayyuha Siddiq, Aftina fi Sab'i Baqaratin Siman. He read the ayat and he came back again. And he said, Yusuf, and he made waqf. Ayyuha Siddiq, and he made waqf. O Yusuf, who is an embodiment of truthfulness. Now what a meaning he took out. After the 2 rakats, Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah Ali went up and kissed him on his forehead and said, what a qirat you made. May Allah give us enjoyment. Our whole eagerness is Tarawih must get finished. May Allah bring that day that with proper tajweed and proper, in many countries now in the world, they read Quran Sharif and they take their time. And tarweeha, in between the 4 rakats, that means to rest. And many places they take a proper rest. Some places on 10, 12 rakats, they actually have tea, biscuits, cakes, a little bit refreshing, then again. The ibadat of the night of Ramzan is Tarawih, really. But we want to finish it as soon as we can. Whereas that should have been carrying on all the time. Have Taraweeh by Hazrat Shaykh, 3 suparas every night. 3 khatams in the whole month of Ramadan. So the Taraweeh should carry on. So may Allah let us realize the value of this great, great month. There is the month that in the day du'as are accepted. In fact, Allah has appointed malaika. They must give up all the other work and they must only say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you're getting the Ameen of the malaika, hey, how beautiful. And then during the night, as soon as it is Maghrib time, it is now iftari, Maghrib time, sunset, then the night's du'as again is given another exception by Allah. They are accepted heavily by Allah. So 24 hours du'as are accepted. And really, take one point which I have experienced. You have some problem, whatever problem, marital problem, financial problem, somebody is on drugs or something. One good friend of mine in Maulana gave me advice, such times, phone the Ahlullah and ask them for du'as. The minute you get their du'as, you'll see it works wonders. How it will change your life. So and your own du'as also, and take the du'as of the Ahlullah. And then see, inshallah, how things will change, and how things will come under control. So keep friends also with the pious people, and when such occasions, phone them. 4 or 5 people, 10 people, phone them, locally, abroad, wherever in your heart it is, there is a pious person, buzurg. And especially if he's a maulana, even more, then ask them for du'as. So there is a month when du'as are readily accepted. This is the month when Allah has closed the doors of Jahannam. Person who dies in this month, inshallah, like Jumu'ah, he will go straight to Jannah. And we are also, in a sense, fortunate. Almost every day we're getting news of mayyats in Ramzan. This also was not common before. You hardly would get news of somebody passing away in Ramzan. And Jummah Mauts also today, mashallah. And just to mention a few, to see that how Allah Ta'ala's favors are. There was Sheikh Zardad, here in Nuclear. Very good Qari. He made Jummah namaz, and in his last sajda, Allah took his ruh. And Maulana Qasim Ali, not Maulana Qasim Ali, my Zubair Ali or Pinoni, I'll mention him, but another Maulana Qasim Ali was in Porchestrom. He made also Jummah namaz, he made salam, passed away. And Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali made bayan, after bayan he sat down, passed away. One sheikh in Malawi, old man, regular with his tahajjud, imam of the masjid. And right in the village, no lights, no tar roads, what kind roads there, all sand roads, etc. And with his little lantern, he should go tahajjud time to the masjid. Make tahajjud, give fajr, azan, etc. When his maut came, he was making khutbah. And he looked up, he said, "Kaun? Who?" And he passed away. So such maut Allah Ta'ala. And Ramzan maut also Allah Pak is giving to so many people. May Allah be kind to us also. And when our time of going, may Allah take us in His full pleasure, that He be happy with us. Always make this one dua also. And Allah is that being who is so merciful, that Ya Allah, whatever gunas are in my nama amal record, You convert them into sawabs. This is the work of Allah. Not only that He forgives. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, in this dunya, if a person has committed a very big crime, capital crime, treason, and he's sentenced to death, not only to life, to death, but he appeals to the state president, to the prime minister for clemency. Possibly, they might consider him, and they might relieve him, that okay, we have forgiven. But they will never say, okay, we have forgiven you, no charge against you, but we're giving you 10 blocks of flats also. We're giving you 20 farms also. We're giving you 50 filling stations. Never. When Allah forgives, then Allah does not only forgive, but Allah Ta'ala, all that sins, Allah converts it into sawab. And the person, when he has asked maaf from Allah, he becomes a VIP by Allah Ta'ala. There is an instance written of Peer Chungi. He was in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who used to, his income was from music, haram total. And he had his followers. They should give him money. He should sing nicely with all his band and whatever he used to do. But he became old. Now he started croaking like a crow. So, and the people are not loyal. So they left him now. Now he wasn't getting money. And now he made Tawbah. He broke all his musical instruments. He turned to Allah Ta'ala. When nobody was listening to him now. No income. He went into a qabr, empty qabr. What was dug already. And there in despondency, in what he just laid there. What's going to happen to me? Allah inspired a man like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, that take a bag of money that my wali is there in the qabr. Go to him and tell him, your Allah hasn't forgotten you. You have now made tawbah and you have turned to him. He is there for you. And this money for you and your daily allowance now from Baytul Maal. Has been, so Allah is so merciful. And this is the month that we turn to Allah and I beg Him for forgiveness. And then we change our lives also. When true forgiveness, I think it was a young girl, she wrote, that was a sign of Tawbah being accepted. Tawbah being accepted, that you change your life. That is what is Tawbah. That you change, you see a change coming in your life, that means your Tawbah has been accepted. So, and this is that month. The first 10 days of Ramadan are the rahmat, the mercy of Allah. Now when that mercy came, like when it rains, then we know weeds also grow. Now you're going to get weeds also, you're going to get thorns also. So the next 10 days, all the thorns are taken out, maghfirat. All your sins that were there, all the thorns that were there, are taken out. And the last 10 days, itqum minan nar. Now you are free, you are set free from the fire of Jahannam. And every night, Allah sets so many people free. And the last night, how many He set in the whole month free? So many He sets free. And so this itqum minan nar, that you are now, you got your salvation from the fire of Jahannam. You are set free from Jahannam. So this world is Jahannam. This world can be used both ways. You can make it your Jannat also. You can make it your Jahannam also. Now that you are set free, you are set free from the Jahannam of the dunya. Now make it your Jannat. It is your, you can make it your dunya. You can use money. It's referred to in the Quran Sharif generally as khair, good. Money is referred to as good. One Sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Hal ya'ti al-khair bishar?" When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them that money is a cause of fitna also. So he said, can there be fitna, can there be darkness, negativity in positive things? Money, the Quran says, is khair, is goodness. Can there be bad also? Then, and Allahu Akbar, what great lessons to learn. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. He didn't know the answer. So this is also a great lesson. We forget maulanas and muftis. We all become muftis when an issue. We got no knowledge. Even translation we can't read properly. And on the translation we're basing our decisions. Leave this to the ulama. And see Allah's Rasul, he also said, I don't know. And one ustad of Darul Ulum Dioban, where he was teaching the students, and if he didn't understand something, and sometimes it happens. You prepared also, but how it goes out of your mind. The Hafiz who's reciting Taraweeh, how many times he hambrawa this door? Where he gets stuck on the musalla, whole day he never got stuck there. And there he gets now mixed up. Or you just hit a blank. You just can't. Where are you going? You've got no direction now. So sometimes it happens. This ustad would tell the students, I don't understand this. Wait a minute, let me go and ask another ustad. How humble they were. Today our pride won't allow it. That we must now go and tell our students, I'll go and ask somebody else. Or an alim says, I don't know. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi is written, one old lady, her lota, water jug got lost. So she was looking for it, and as she was looking for it, she kept on making this dua, Ya Allah, koi maulvi ko mera lota na mile. A maulvi mustn't get my lota. So they say, why are you making this dua? He says, somehow or the other, he'll prove it's his. And so if he finds it, he'll prove it is his. So that should not be the case. Simplicity, humility, sincerity, we should have. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. Allah sent wahi. The Sahaba saw the signs of wahi, sweat coming, etc. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is that person who asked the question? And before that, the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who were present, They felt offended. Why did they ask a question which our ustad, our sheikh, our nabi didn't know the answer? This happens also in love sometimes, that why you ask such a question? But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like praising him, asked where's the person was. Then they realized what a valuable question. Then he said that khair only comes with khair. But because of awaris, because of other things that come in between, then shar comes in it. Otherwise, money, dunya, basically is good. But when we use it for the wrong, now this wrong purpose we're using it for. You use your money for wrong, you use your health for wrong, your time for wrong. This brings the evil and the badness in it. So Allah has given us this dunya. It is khair also. It is shar also. If we spend our Ramadan correctly, and therefore it comes in the hadith, a person who spends his Ramadan correctly and his maghfirat definitely is done. Otherwise, if his maghfirat is not done, which means he didn't spend his Ramadan. So, and Allah knows we are. Huwa a'lamu bikum idh antum ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum. He knows you perfectly. Fala tuzakku anfusakum. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. He knows our weaknesses. Therefore, before, in so many places, Allah says, I'll forgive you. Allah knows we're going to commit gunas. Awwalun nasin. Allah knows our khuliqal insanu da'ifa. But reasonable effort we make. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al muhsinin. Allah won't destroy our efforts, and He will give us the fruit of it. And the fruit of Ramadan really is that we acquire this taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. And then as we are coming towards the end, like we have a wonderful meal, and usually there is one main course meal. The main cause is only one. But yeah, how many main cause meals Allah has given? Allah has given us the rozas of the day, the fast of the day. He has given us the taraweeh of the night. Then He has given us i'tikaf towards the end. Now you have made your taraweeh 20 days generally. Otherwise, some mashallah, how many of our friends have come for 40 days? Young boys. One person was amazed. He says, I'm astonished. These boys are in the madrasa the whole year. And now they just got their little holiday, whole holiday they're coming, and they're sitting for i'tikaf here. What a time Allah, and young 18, 20 year old boys. And one of them, he says, I want to stay 5 days extra after Ramzan also. And my parents want me to come home, what must I do? I say, see your parents' happiness and that. If they're not happy, then you go home rather. Then he asked me, is this an option or is it a command? MashaAllah, he wants to stay. Just see what jazbah Allah is creating. So we should take lessons from this. When young boys like this, and how many young girls, otherwise a young girl of 14, 16, 18, 20, we know what their life is in this time. But Allah's, the wind of hidayat Allah is blowing. So let this wind, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when in Medina, or jab Medina ke ghubar urenge, when the dust storms, the sand storms of Medina will fly and the sand will come, I won't cover myself, I won't take shelter, I'll cover myself in that sand of Medina. What we will do, the end, Allah Buzurg says, we will make the sand of Medina the surma of our eyes. So sunnah is to beautify yourself. The sand of Medina, you beautify. May Allah give us love for Medina like that, and love for the sunnats of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a great month. Let it not just go. Then the i'tikaf, another main cause. Then of course towards and on the dastarkhan, you don't know. Many people know this sunnat. Whether it is a sunnat is a different masala. But you must taste of everything on the dastarkhan. Then it suits us fine. And then also those things that we like. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah Ali was once invited for meals by his very special friend in a village. And village, they have asli, everything, ghee asli, malk asli, everything the best. So he had prepared a wonderful dish of badam. Badam also asli, almonds. And grated very fine and mixed with the milk. Made a very nice, like a kheer, badam kheer. Very nice. So he said, Hazrat, this is special for you. And he put it in front of Hazrat. Hazrat tasted a little bit, ate other things also. So one other dihati, valija, he started eating that one way. So Hazrat said, you saw, this person said, it's special for me, and he brought it for me, and why are you eating it? He said, Barakat, you ate from there. So Hazrat said, from that dal also I ate. You don't see Barakat in there. And I ate from the other vegetables also. Sabzi, you don't see, you're only seeing Barakat here. So yeah, in this month at the end, what Barakat Allah is. Now, Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says he was once in Makkah Sharif, Haram Sharif. One Haji Sahib came to him and said, Maulana Hazrat, ye jo Indonesian larki aati hai, the Indonesian young girls that come, and they light in complexion, and all, and they wear that white mukna also, and light, and they come in groups, big groups they come. He say, ye to kabutri jaise dikhe, kabutri, like pigeons, tab. Kitna noor unke chehre par. There's so much noor on their faces. Hazrat say, Haji Sahib, toba karo. You couldn't see noor on Kaaba Sharif. So many big, big buzurgs who are making tawaf, you couldn't see noor. Where there isn't noor, you're looking at haram, you're looking at these young girls, and you seeing noor there. But anyway, this end of Ramadan, Allah is bringing all the noor also. Hey, the atikah, then the odd nights, then one of them is the jackpot. Hey, Laylatul Qadr. And the person who found that, Allahu Akbar. Over 80 years, and Allah, Shahru Laylatul Qadr, khayrum, more better than. And Allah's more better, we cannot imagine. If I say, I'll give you 5 rand if you do this work, if you do it well, I'll give you more. How much can you expect from a human being? When Allah, you can't imagine what, there is no limit to that khair of Allah Ta'ala. This month Allah. Then the last night of Eid, of Ramadan, is a special night again. Then another special night is the night of Eid, Laylatul Jaiza again. Then the day of Eid is another very special day. This is all to do with the spirituality. Not with new clothes. Not with putting up big pots and cooking the biryani and inviting the extended family. And now Allah make us maaf. I hope we're not going in the right direction, in the wrong direction. Now people having big parties Eid night. And they're having all entertainment. Then the spirituality, al-ibratu bil-khawatim. The real lesson a person, the real benefit is how the end. Your whole life, how you lived, but how you die, that is important. There are so many people, what outwardly, their lives were so rotten, but what a mort they get. And that is what counts, how your mort comes. So your whole Ramzan will count how the last night will come. If in that night, I usually tell the students, you will work so hard in the year, for your exams you prepared so much, and the last night you get up to masjid. You break windows, you paint, you polish one another black, you all funny things you do. So that's not a good sign. The last night, that is how, that is where judgment is made, of the last at the end. So as we are coming to the end, we shouldn't become more relaxed. We should be pull up our socks more, become more conscious now. And nobody has to do things beyond his means. How much comfortably we can do. The only thing is, don't waste time. One young boy was brought to Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib, Rahmatullah Damat Barakatum, and they told that this boy reads 3,000 duruds a day. So he made salam with Maulana, and after that immediately, Allahumma salli, Allahumma salli. So if we don't waste our time, you will be surprised yourself how much, you don't have to get extra time. Time is short, no. Just the time you have, but just don't waste your time. Today we waste time in so many things. When you have to get out of bed, we waste time. Sitting in the toilet, it looks like we're completing our sleep there. We didn't sleep enough and the wife somehow forced us out. Now we go and complete the sleep in the toilet. Don't waste time in anything. And we have system and order. That you, Allahu Akbar, Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, Rahimahullah, told us, yeah, that when he went to India by one great alim, he found that the room in which he used to do his work, etc., had two doors. Sometimes he has to go out this side, sometimes this. Both doors, he had a pair of sandals. So he told him, isn't this waste? That both sides, you can use one, just pick it up from there. He says, so much of my time will get wasted. Imagine that amount of time. Those who look after such time, today Imam Ghazali, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, the West say it wasn't one person. It was a whole big office, a whole institute that did so much work. The Buzurgs of the past, they wrote kitabs of 250 volumes. When the pen also wasn't all, they didn't have a keyboard and computer or anything, but their hand. And those chips, they cut the bamboo and they wrote so much barakat in that. And lifespan like ours, but barakat. Because, and the main thing to get barakat in your money, in your health, in your time, don't waste. The small things we think doesn't matter. The sense, just let them go. So many places we go on our safars. After 3 years we go. After 4 years, the tap that was leaking last time, since 4 years the tap is still leaking. How lot of water. It's Jamaat money. He's an imam, he's living in a Jamaat house. Not worried. This is not correct at all. All this wastage, wherever it is, this wastage is very, very harmful. In your personal money also, spend where? Hazrat Umar, one Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained and asked for some help, financial help. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have at that time, told him to go to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and just give him my salam, then he'll understand what the message is. So as he was approaching, he heard Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu reprimanding his wife. And who's the wife? Daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on what is he reprimanding her? That the wig in the lantern, it was just raised a bit too high. So he said, a man like this, who that little bit he can't tolerate, and the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will he give me? So he didn't go. After some time, he met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, your work done? He said, no, a man like that, what is he? When your daughter, he doesn't allow that little bit. He said, no, go, I told you to go. He went, and more than what he expected, much more Hazrat Usman radiyallahu anhu. Then he told him, I don't understand. Your wife, daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on such a small thing you are reprimanding her. And now you give me more than, he says, where it has to be used, use it freely. Where it is not supposed to be used, don't use a bit also. So we should learn a lesson that where electricity, it has to be used, by all means use it. And where it does not have to be used, where it's wastage. People are gone out of the room, nobody there. You leave the heater on, you leave the fan on, etc. And that is also, we have to see, some are that it has to stay on, otherwise you use more if you put it off and on, etc. According to that, but the ordinary heater, ordinary fan, there is nobody, the half a day nobody is going to be there. Many of us are negligent in this. How many taps are leaking? Whether it's in the yard, in the house, we don't pay any attention. Just to change that washer. Water is a great commodity, but how much we waste of it. So in our wuzu, how much we waste. In our toilet, when we're doing our istinja, how much we waste. The person who looks after the small things, Allah gives lot of barakah. May Allah let this month of Ramadan pass with afiat. Allah so much ihsan, so nicely. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to do those things that please Him. And may it be, every Ramadan may it be the best of our lives. And next Ramadan even more better. And may Allah make our islah and grant us taqwa. Those are the main things, inshallah. Who wanted to become bayat? Come forward.